This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
People are donating money to Kylie Jenner, and here's the reason why. They want to make her the youngest billionaire ever. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. They want to make a girl who's super rich, who's got it all, who's absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if you've seen her. She's stunning. She's a beautiful girl. And they want to make her the youngest billionaire. Why? Just because? Look, I don't know Kylie Jenner's politics. I'm just saying the leftists who will decry tax dollars from us, they want to rob us blind, are willing to just go make a girl a billionaire for fun. Glad you guys are here. We've talked a lot about a lot of different things. The subterfuge of the left who don't want you to really understand what's going on in the world, to be able to synthesize it in the strangest of ways, which I've been able, hopefully listening to this show, you've seen how we can tell you a lot more about how politics infuses in your life than you may believe. I talked the other day about a guy cutting his 350 inches of fingernails, holding Guinness Book of World Records for the longest fingernails, and he can't even move his hand, his left hand. He wore these fingernails on his left hand. I talked about him metaphorically as being the left, that for them to set the record to have the longest fingernails was worth losing their hand and having excruciating pain for 66 years as he grew these nails out. That's the left. It serves no purpose. It does no good. But, hey, they got the record. Well, congratulations. Guess what, children? The parents are going to take back the car keys. Oh, man. Want to make Kylie Jenner a billionaire just because. And then it got me thinking, why didn't I think of that? Maybe I could have gotten one of my sons, you know, hey, let's make Kevin Jackson's kid the youngest billionaire for the sake of doing it. Can you imagine if I put that on a GoFundMe and on a conservative site or anything? Y'all would be like, and why would we do this for you, Kevin? You know, and the left will look at this and go, well, it shows that we're not selfish. We want to make Kylie Jenner a billionaire and not our own kids. No, it shows that you're stupid. Because the minute I saw it, I was like, man, I'd like to do that for my kids. Where's my GoFundMe for my sons? Hey, if you really enjoy me, why don't you make the life of my children easy for the rest of their lives and say the heck with yours? It's for the greater good, people. It's for the cheerings. Yeah, it's for the little kids. I'd like to sell you guys on that idea. God. The things that the left can fixate on, you know what it shows? It shows that they have way too much time on their hands. Think about it. The number of TV shows we have. Let me put it to you this way. If you took your TV channel, your cable network, whatever you watch, and many of you don't even watch TV anymore. But if you took, for those of you who do, if you took your TV thing and you said, okay, what channels on my cable system do I just not watch? Have I not ever turned to? And broop, all those went off of cable. In my household, I'm telling you, there may be, and I'm going to be generous, there may be 50 channels left. And I'm talking about of hundreds. There are Spanish channels out the wazoo on my, which, you know, I speak enough Spanish that I could watch them, but I don't watch them. And at one point, I remember my cable thing, it had like, I didn't get them all, but you know, they were available, but it was in like six different languages that you could get. But anyway, I would be left with maybe 50. Then if you said, okay, ones that you watch regularly, you know, channels that you watch regularly, like you watch a show on there once a week, let's just say that's right, a bunch of them would disappear, right? And it would go down to nothing. But you got all these channels, you got all these distractions. And so, and for the record, TV, cable, and all of it is evolving, and they're trying to keep up with the trend that says, give me what I want, when I want, and I want it streamed. I want it right now. I don't want to wait. Yeah, I want to, hey, you know, hey, where's that episode of Blankety Blink? Bloop, bloop. It goes, and there it is, and you're good to go. That's what everybody wants. That's what everybody's moving to. And that's what the world, the left, that's what they're moving to. And so you have people that the reason why it's doing that is because we have so much time, and because people are getting the advertisers, and let's just face it, human nature, we're all getting smarter in the sense of saying, why do I have to sit through a commercial? Think about how cable is. You get up, you put it on, it's got the little scroller, the guide, and it says, in 27 minutes, this show is going to start. And you're like, ah, crap. As you're scrolling through, you're like, I want to watch that, but I got to sit. I'm not going to sit through this so I can watch that. So you keep scrolling, and then you find something you like, boop, you put it on there, but then you forget the other thing, right? That's how quick our attention span is. It's that of a 2-year-old. And if I don't get what I want when I see it, then boom, I'm moving on and I'll get something else. That's going to be the nature of things. It always has been. Now, the mature side of you says, no, I really do, want to watch that. I'm going to wait and watch that. I can be patient. I can find something to do. So they give you a reminder. Put a reminder on there, and that way you can watch it, Kevin. Okay, great. And now you can put the reminder on your smart watches and everything else, so you don't have to wait. But no, most of us won't do it. You get trained into saying, no, revert back to being a 2-year-old. I want it. And so then you scroll forward, or you go, oh, it got me thinking about it. I want that now. So you go look for alternatives. You know what a millennial told me the other day? He says, Kevin, I don't watch much TV. He says, you know what I do? I go on YouTube, and I will scroll for the stuff I want to see. I was like, what? If you don't understand how big YouTube is in the sense of them censoring us, this is a young black millennial kid, hip-hop artist. He said to me, I hardly ever watch TV. I pick up my phone, bloop, 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 YouTube, and man, you should watch this dude work his phone. It was like watching Picasso paint. The apps that he had on this thing and all that. Ooh, crazy. Crazy. Anyway, it's a different world out there. And we, to keep the attention of these youngsters now, man, I'm telling you, we are in a desolate island in terms of what we know. We couldn't fill a thimble with how it takes to get through to them. Hey, short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Faith gives you strength. Oh my goodness. I just spoke earlier in the broadcast about faith. Loving having faith. Yeah, it gives you strength. Thomas Paine says, the real man smiles in trouble, gathers strength from distress, and grows brave by reflection. I mentioned faith in God, faith in myself, and faith in my fellow man. I guarantee you that's what Donald Trump's working on right now. Faith in your fellow man has been tough because we've watched for decades, folks. Admit it, your faith in fellow man has dwindled over the past few decades. But guess what? Fellow man came through for you. On November the 8th of 2016, against all odds, man restored our faith. At least in America. We were headed down a slippery slope. Many of you would wake up every day wondering what was going on. But let me tell you, if you go back and reflect on what I told you 2 years ago, plus 2+ years ago, going into this election cycle, I told you, you have nothing to worry about. I don't know why this one made it. It was easy for me to do this because I think at the end of the day, I said, no matter what happens in America, we will survive. Even a Hillary Clinton presidency would have survived. But let me ask you this. Would you have wanted to? Can you imagine who Hillary Clinton would have put on the courts? Two more Supreme Court justices against us? You better know there was something that intervened in that, and it has restored your faith. There are many atheists who upon the election of Trump went, okay, I'm done with atheism. I'm a theist. I know there's a God because this guy never should have been elected. I'm not talking about based on his abilities. I'm talking about based on the corrupt system that has been led by the faithless, those who do not care about you, those who would dare see you drown for the sake of their ideology. Now you may be wondering, now that we've restored some faith in America, faith in you and your fellow man, and by the way, it's unwavering. The polls, all the naysayers, the people talking about Trump failed in Russia. It's the equivalent of Pearl Harbor. It's 9-1-1 all over again. Donald Trump screwed the pooch, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. You want to know why you have faith in this system today? Because you have a guy that you know doesn't have a personal. He's got no dog in the fight. The only dog, if you will, that Donald Trump has in his fight is you. That's it. He wants to protect you, and you know it. You don't have to guess. You're not, man, I don't know about that Trump. Oh, his motives, you know, he's going around the world saying these things about America, you know, apologizing for us. You know, he wants rock star status. He wants everybody to love him. He wants this, that said nobody ever about Trump. Trump makes a trip. It is to get stuff done. Period. It isn't so he can look like a rock star. He went to England and they flew a baby blimp of him. In a diaper, and the mayor of London, Sadiq the con man, allowed it to happen. They had protests that were funded by a bunch of leftist groups. They never would have had that protest. They don't want you to know the truth that London cares and that England cares about Trump. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that Brexit was because of him, that we are now setting the new world pace, the pace, if you will, the tempo of the world is now being dictated by the United States of America. And that's every country. Every country. Somebody cares about you. Many of their citizens are wondering what's happening here. Something in America is influencing them. It could be our social media. It could be entertainment. It could be our regular media. It could be bloggers. It could be some hip-hop dude with a YouTube video. Somebody's influence. I'm not talking about a small amount of people. I'm talking about a large amount of people. And the question is, what marketing are we doing around the world? Whose message is being sent? Who do you think is influencing Russia? Do you think Putin is looking at this situation and saying, there's a little bit of discord in America that I can take advantage of? What about China? How much of that has been based on leftism? How much of their policies has been on the policies of appeasement of Barack Obama and his feckless ilk? The people who would dare sell you out in trade, sell you out in protection of your very life. Who do you think has been doing that, and what do you think these people have been taking their cues from? Do you think they've been taking their cues from a position of strength where they look at America and go, boy, you know, you don't mess with America? Or do you think they went, man, America is the sucker at the card table. They're the sucker in the poker game. When they show up, you know you're going to get paid. The only question we got to ask ourselves, guys, is how much do we want to split up the pot? We've sent more people to the slaughter, president after president giving away the bank, whether it's given away through NATO, whether it's given it away through some climate farce, whether it's given it away through some crazy trade deals. Who would have done this? Who could represent you that you say, look, let's let NATO do whatever the heck they want. Well, we'll pretend that they're part of our alliance and that they're living up to it. Let's have $800 billion of trade deficit and have a trade deficit with practically every country in the world. Let's enjoy that. Let's concede that we can't build an economy that gives us good, robust jobs. I mean, what? After all, we've only been the dominant country in the world for the better part of 5 or 6 decades. Why? What would make us think that we could continue that? This is the way this country has been run. And the minute that somebody comes along and says, you know what, we're going to represent America, we're going to take a different tack, we're not going to get into trade deals where they can put 200% tariffs on our milk and dairy products, 60% tariffs on this or that, tax our every product that we have, but we're supposed to be fair in trade. When does the light come on? It's like $375 billion trade deficit with China. When does the light come on? That would make that trade deficit with China would make us the 71st or 72nd largest country in the world by GDP. When does the light come on? It's like, oh yeah, I've got a knot on my arm. You know, I've got a little spot on my arm. And it looks cancerous. And you go to the doctor and he goes, yeah, it is cancer. You go, well, it's just a little spot. I got a spot on my lung. I got a spot on my liver. Holy cow, what are you willing to take? These people have run us into the ground and they're mad. I really want to drive this point home. We talk about it a lot, but we have leftists who are mad that Donald Trump would dare challenge our European, finger quote, allies. And the idea that he called them, he says they're not playing like allies right now. They're our foe. We're in competition around the world. They're our foe. Because anybody who's your ally would say to you, hey, look, we've been enjoying a big trade deficit here for quite a few years. We can't continue this type of relationship. Let's do better together. There are many people that do that, but generally it's prompted by somebody who says, hey, look, I've been analyzing this and this isn't going our way. Got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The investigation continues in Branson, Missouri today, where 17 people were killed when a duck boat packed with tourists capsized and sank in high winds on a Missouri lake. Missouri Governor Mike Parson spoke earlier today at a press conference.
The state of Missouri is going to do everything within our powers to make sure that we provide the resources needed to complete this, and two, that I ask for all Missourians for their thoughts and their prayers.
Today at United Nations headquarters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about the denuclearization of North Korea. He says it's been all laid out for North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un what he needs to do.
Chairman Kim told not only President Trump but President Moon that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means. There's no mistake about what the scope of denuclearization looks like. We need to see Chairman Kim do what he promised the world he would do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, my brother and I, we talk a lot about the Bible because he's a PhD in theology. And I was telling him, I said, you know, so many things that I look at today, they're paralleled by the things of the Bible. And that obviously makes sense. The Bible is made up of human beings. And, you know, they come to in some way, shape, or form to know Jesus or God was instructing them to do things, and they were doing them. And so you get to see their lives. Now, there's a lot more to the rich things to these stories. You know, you hear Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you just think of them as like these four pious guys or whatever, obviously disciples of Jesus. But they all have their stories. Paul, formerly Saul of Tarsus, you know, who finds religion. They all have their stories. They all have their conversions. They were all highly flawed men. I mean, adulterers, killers, you name it. All the type. And that's what's cool about the Bible. And I think that when people understand that, the non-believers, if you will, they find out that we tell them, no, man, there's, you know, I know a guy who's a murderer. I know a person who embezzled, and they're all in my church. I'm like, what? Because they think of them as, you know, not being pious people. But the fact is, these are people who are flawed, but they have changed their flaws, and they've, you know, they're now very pious individuals. But I want to talk for a second about a biblical story that I think makes sense. I'm in no way saying Trump is a Messiah, but I think you'll get that this story has some pretty interesting meaning. So, you again, it depends on how religious you are, but you may know of a guy in the Bible. His name is Nehemiah. And Nehemiah had a great job. He was the king's right-hand man. He was his food taster. And they had a name for him. I think they called him his cupster or something like that. Anyway, he was a guy that tasted the king's wine, ate his food to make sure that nobody wanted to kill him. And it was a dangerous job, needless to say, because if you did want to kill him, then the wine taster and the cupster, whatever his title was, he was the guy who died. And the king was like, whoa, who tried to kill me? So when he got called by God to leave that role, it was a big deal for him to, you know, imagine being the confidant of the man in charge, whoever that is anywhere in the world. Whatever dictator is, or somebody this dude has belief in, that's going to be that guy. And God calls him and says, hey, you know, you're going to need to leave this job because I'm going to need you to build a wall around Jerusalem. Because the wall had been crumbled. Jerusalem was in shambles. God was reassembling the Jews. But it was an embarrassment. And it made him think about all of that. And as I'm listening, you know, talking to my brother and listening to these stories about the Bible, it gives me a parallel. And I'm going to give it to you this way. Donald Trump was his, you know, he's his own boss. He's a billionaire. And somewhere, something whispered in his ear, you need to go and save the country. Now, some people would say, no, he's arrogant enough to believe he could be president. Isn't that true of every? I mean, Barack Obama, who knew he wasn't qualified, was arrogant enough to run. He admitted it. I'm not ready. And he wasn't. And he ran, and he was a dismal failure. Trump said, yeah, I may very well run. But I'm not running selfishly. I would run because it's a calling, because I see what's happening in this country. Now, the left doesn't want to admit this. They want to tell you it was born of arrogance. Trump's an egomaniac. And I'm sure there's some truth to that statement in the sense that Donald Trump is not going to, you know, he's going to err on the side of, you know, yeah, I'm pretty good at what I do. He's not going to feign humility. I was using a quote earlier about arrogance, and it was a quote from Frank Lloyd Wright. And he says, early in life, I had to choose between being honest arrogance or hypocritical humility. He says, I chose the former. So Trump is the same way. He chooses arrogance. You can call it what you want, but I think he would call it honest arrogance. I'm not going to placate just because it makes you feel better. That's not good for him. That's not good for anybody. It's not even good for you. Hey, Mr. Trump, how's your business? You pretty good? Yeah, I'm actually very good at business, Kevin. I remember one time a lady asked me, what do you do? I said, I'm a best-selling author. You know what she said to me? I like that you said best-selling. Shows me that you are confident about it. She goes, you didn't say I'm an author. You said I'm a best-selling author. And I go, I'd said it because I am. That's honest arrogance. Because I'm not going to be hypocritically humane, you know, I'm looking for humility, hypocritically humil. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to, yeah, I'm an author. You know, I'm one of these guys that publishes a book that nobody reads. No, people read my books. Anyway, back to Nehemiah. So the whole idea of this and the idea of the sermon I'm about to give you was based on courage and the idea that this guy is leaving one of the top posts that you could possibly leave. And what a leap of faith it had to be for him to go to build a wall around Israel. Which, by the way, you do see the parallel, right? Building of the wall. And that's why it stuck to me on Jeremiah. On Nehemiah. And the reason why I'm bringing this up to you guys is because we are asking ourselves about courage all the time. I gave you specific examples of where I got my courage. My grandmother made me play piano after one lesson and I had to play in front of 2,000 people and I didn't know how to play. And of course I screwed it up, but I learned courage in that moment beyond belief. Something I would never do to my kids, most people would never do to theirs. Would you make your kid play the Star Spangled Banner if they only had one piano lesson? I don't think you would. You'd know your child can't play that. My grandmother didn't care. I don't think she knew that it was going to impact me to that degree when she forced me to go up to do it, but I went and did it. And that courage has guided me. I don't back down from fights. And it isn't because you're not afraid, you're not scared. You eventually learn to trust your training. As I say to my kids, trust your training, sons. Don't worry about it. But the bigger thing is, if we're going to do this, then doggone it, we're going to do it. Somebody challenges me, I don't step up because I'm not afraid. I step up because my attitude is, somebody's got to do it. I don't know what you're doing behind me. I don't even have to care. There's nothing to do with my fear. I overcome fear all the time. Foods I've eaten, women I tried to date, whatever. You've overcome fear. That's normal. What are you talking about? You're going to live close to the vest? Oh, Kevin, I could be called a racist if I react. I could be called this or that. Look, you've been charged. You've been called to duty, a call to do something. And I wish I was a church so I could say to you guys, hey, we're going to build a new building. We need to raise $1 million. But you know what? We need to raise $1 million because the church of the Tea Party community, the church of Kevin Jackson, the church of the Black Sphere, runs on nothing but pure courage and in getting you people off your butts and into that fear zone so you can act and do more. Because let me tell you, every single person that's involved with me, that is exactly what they've had to do. They've had to overcome that fear. Now, let me ask you this. You ever been impacted by somebody who you looked at and said, wow, that dude is fearless? Did it empower you in any way? My oldest son, I've told this story many times. I've told a few of these stories. My oldest son, we were at a theater watching a movie. He got scared, and we were talking, and he got scared before the movie started, and some guy yelled at him and then went out to get the manager. And I came out with my son, put him behind me, and I absolutely read this guy the riot act. I said, I don't know who you are. You think you're going to yell at my kid? I will end you. And the guy stood there, and the manager of the theater comes out, and you know, he's like, what's going on? I told him what was going on. I said, if this guy even looks the way of my kid, I will absolutely destroy him and anybody else that looks like they want to be for him. And so the guy's like, oh, no, you're going to need to leave, sir. Not me, him. Now, I left anyway because my kid was scared. We were watching Jurassic Park. He wanted to see it. I didn't even know what it was. I reluctantly went. But let me tell you what my son told me years later. He said, Dad, I never feared anything in my life as it relates to, am I protected? He says, because of that moment. Never feared. Now, that's the kind of legacy you want to leave for your kids. One where they go, my dad's got it. He's got me. He doesn't care what it is. Confronting a teacher, confronting a group of drug dealers, gangbangers, you name it, my dad's got me. So I ask you, who's got you? Or have you done that? Have you been the person that said, oh, no, you just did something to my child, whew, and you acted without even thinking about the danger? A mother who would put herself in harm's way of a bigger, stronger person, a bigger, stronger animal, whatever, to protect her kids, not thinking about it. See, that's the thing I look at when I think about Trump and his courage and his sacrifice and what he's decided to do. He's like, look, I don't care what they throw at me. You know, I had to take that leap because the people who've been taking this leap, they're too afraid to confront the system. And this is a guy that's been confronting the system. You need to help. You need to confront it, and you need to support those willing to go out on that flimsy little limb on your behalf. Anyway, I'm going to go take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How did I get elected? I didn't have anybody for me. We just got an army of people who, and many women who left their kitchens to go out and go door to door and to put yard signs up for me.
First off, I want to say your comment earlier about the women came out of the kitchen to support you. I'll come to support you, but I won't be coming out of the kitchen.
I got you.
Let's talk about some of the issues emerging this weekend on the campaign trail. Donald Trump is blaming protesters entirely for the chaos that broke out Friday in Chicago. He says his people are not violent. It's, quote, these people that come in. You've had something to say about this. What's your view?
Well, there's no question that Donald Trump has created a toxic atmosphere, pitting one group against another and name-calling and all those kinds of things.
That was John Kasich. Oh, my gosh. That dude is just a piece of work. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. John Kasich, governor of Ohio. So he's back in the news, and he's been easing his way back. And it's funny to watch Kasich because, number one, every time I watch John Kasich, I just feel like I want to cry. Like, you look at him, he just looks like he's ready to just... Is it just me? I mean, don't you think... I mean, we've talked about this before, right? I'm talking to my producer, but I see the guy. I see a whiny guy. And it was funny, when he was campaigning, he would say the same thing. I'm the only guy that balanced the budget. I'm the only guy here that did this or that. I'm the only one. And what was funny, when he, at the very end, when it was just, it was Trump, Cruz, and Kasich left, and Kasich was an afterthought. And he actually thought he could be the president of the United States through some crazy stroke of luck.
I'm going to be the president of the United States.
I will tell you, the next cab driver I get in the cab with, and I don't even know who that is, I don't know where it's going to be, he has a better chance of being president of the United States. I have a much better chance of being president of the United States than John Kasich. And I'm a relative unknown. Even though I will admit, I've been going, like I was out, had to go do some shopping, grocery shopping, and I'm over at Costco, and a dude walks by, he's like, "Hey man, how you doing?" I was like, "Good." He goes, something like either keep up the good work or whatever. And I was like, "Okay, thanks." And then a lady walked by, and she goes, "Oh my gosh, Kevin Jackson." And she puts her hands up above her, you know, through her, over her head, and like couldn't believe it. And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, it's me." And then she just sneaked off down an aisle, down one of the big Costco, aisle, you know, aisleways or whatever. It's funny to watch it, because I'm like, I don't get it, but they, yeah. So here's my point. My point is not how popular I am. No, my point is that with whatever little popularity I have, I could beat John Kasich. I'm not even kidding. I don't even, look, from a policy position, you know, Kevin, what do you think about Iran? Or what do you think about this? I'd go, here's the deal about Iran. Whatever I do, it'll be better than what Kasich does. That would be my strategy. I wouldn't. They would be like, he doesn't. Kevin doesn't give a policy position on anything. I'd just go, well, I tell you what, let Kasich go first, and then he would explain his policy, and I'd go, that's the most stupid policy I've ever heard. I wouldn't do it like that. That would be my campaign thing against Kasich. If it was me and Kasich, I'd just say, I'm not John Kasich. Wouldn't do what Kasich would do. What a moron. And you know what's so funny is he fought Donald Trump. Look, I get it. He got his butt kicked. He's mad. He was hoping the Republicans were going to pull some shenanigans and get Trump out. And then, whether he would admit this or not, and maybe he has, he hates that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. He hates that Donald Trump became president of the United States. And let me tell you why, America. Because like most Republicans who paid their dues, when you're a governor, that's it. Next step, the presidency. Scott Walker blew it. Rick Perry blew it. Kasich, I mean, look at all the governors, and the governor is supposed to do it. A senator doesn't do it, and certainly not some neophyte billionaire mogul. He's not supposed to do it. He's not even supposed to be in the running to do it. And Donald Trump did it. And boy, does that make Kasich and the Republicans, what I call him, he might as well be a Democrat. It makes them so mad because they've already got that hierarchy in place. And Trump just came and kicked it right out. He punted it, man. Boop, boop. Somebody hold it. Don't even bother to hold it. I'll just drop kick it. And he drop kicked it right through the uprights. And let's face it. Is there anybody listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now? KJRadio.com. Call me if you differ. 844-551-8255. Is there anybody out there that believes Kasich could have beaten Hillary Clinton. Anybody. If you say to me, Kevin, he was a moderate and people liked him and he was much more amenable than whatever, okay, fine. Let me know, moron. I mean, let me know. I won't say anything bad about you, stupid. Or, you know, not whatever. Just let me know. I promise you, I will not ridicule you. But I will ask and I'll read what you write to me. Give me a good reason as to why you would believe, because I don't think I'll get any messages on that. I'm actually giving myself no work. Now, if you agree with me, then you say, Kevin, there is no way on Al Gore's green earth that Kasich was going to beat Hillary Clinton. No way, no how. Maybe you let me know your rationale for that, because we got to give equal time to everybody. Kasich couldn't have done it. I don't know, we're talking about 2020 already, even though 2018 hasn't happened. But let me tell you what 2018 is going to do. 2018 is going to solidify, undoubtedly, that Donald Trump is in control of this country by way of God Almighty. Donald Trump is in control of the country. And after 2018, the field is going to narrow mightily. Number one, there will be no Republican challenger to Donald Trump after 2018. There won't be one for him anyway. Number two, the Democrats will have to narrow their discussion of who the candidate is. And I'm going to make you a bet. It's the front runners that you think exist now are going to be in big trouble, because every single one of them voted against Trump. They have been anti-American, and they are going to have their hands full in making a determination on where to go from here. It's not going to work. Yet, you know, we've got on their side of the aisle, on the crazy side, Biden, Sanders, even some are hinting that Hillary Clinton may come back. Let me tell you, you have to be the ultimate optimist to believe Hillary Clinton will be anywhere near the presidency. Number one, she got her butt kicked by Trump already. And number two, she'll be lucky if she doesn't need a pardon from the very man she wanted to try to prosecute and beat. The man she tried to set up. They don't have anybody. Oh, Kevin, they got those young Kamala. They got Kamala Harris. They got Cory Booker. Bring them. I don't even think it's going to be any of the people that you're hearing about. I'll be honest with you. I don't. I know it sounds weird because, then who would they get, Kevin? I don't know. They may try to get Bloomberg or somebody like that. They are going to try to fight Donald Trump completely differently, because this isn't going to work. It isn't working. And when 2018 rolls around and all the other things I've been talking about, all these scandals hit, there will be nobody that wants to face all the things that Donald Trump is going to be throwing at them, saying these crooked people tried to steal the election. And when that crooked nature of them is told, the truth of it is told, they have nobody. Who's going to be able to say, first of all, you won't have the apparatus in place to win a crooked election. They aren't going to have the ability to cheat. Hardcore Democrats are going to be mad at them. Already are, just so you guys are aware. But Kasich says he's got all options on the table for his future. He leaves office in January. Thank goodness, Cleveland. Woo! I mean, Ohio, good for you.
Says, I don't know what I'm going to do.
When he was asked about his political ambitions, he says, but all options are on the table, both for me and my private and my professional life. But I want to keep a voice because I think it's important, whether it's trade or immigration or whatever. Leaving all options open. What Kasich is saying is, if for some reason Donald Trump is impeached or he were to die or whatever, then I will gladly get back in, and I think America's ready for me. And I'm going to tell you something. You can take this to the bank. John Kasich will never be president of the United States. Neither will anybody I've named in this segment. None of them will ever be president of the United States. You heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump, God willing, will, and I'm not talking about God willing, well, I am. I mean, I'm saying if Donald Trump doesn't die, will be president again in 2020. Take it to the bank.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.